Vinyl lovers in the tri-states have been able to scratch their itch the past 3 years at a little record shop called Bad Kitty. But the owner, John Gorlewski, is moving his records and his family to Connecticut. So tomorrow, the store is closing its doors for good. Tri-States Public Radio's Abby Wendell brings us this tribute.
I follow the faint sound of blues down Carroll Street in Macomb towards Bad Kitty Records. I don't know who the musician is, but I like him. I say this a lot to John Gorlewski, the owner of Bad Kitty. John is more than just a record peddler. He's a music Sherpa, a guide through the vast range of musical mountains. Every time I walk in the small shop with lime green walls and hot pink curtains, John slips a record out of its case and plays it on the turntable at the front of the store. More often than not, he picks a band I've always wanted to hear but didn't know existed. John does it on purpose. Someone will walk in the door, he'll take them in for a moment and then make a guess.
This person might like this. This person might not like this. I'm just going to put it on and not say anything. And if somebody asks, hey, what's this that's playing? Then you've done your job right.
We're listening to Hound Dog Taylor, a blues man from the 70s who had six fingers on each hand. Legend has it Hound Dog got fed up one day and removed the extra digit from his right hand.
They were on tour in Australia or somewhere, and whiskey was involved, and he cut it off with a pair of tin snips.
John's method is part business strategy. If he plays something a customer likes, they're more apt to buy it. But he also takes pleasure in sharing his knowledge. Perhaps it's a product of the house where he grew up. John remembers the living room having a sofa and a TV, but the dominating feature were the boxes of albums lining the walls. When he was 5 or 6, John's dad handed him a stack of LPs to play on the plastic JCPenney record player he kept in his room. The pile included the Moody Blues, Van Morrison, and the Grateful Dead.
I remember pretty much burning them out, listening to them on that low-quality piece of crap turntable and basically destroying the records in the process. That kind of did something to my brain, probably.
There were thousands of albums around the house. As John got older, he listened to them all, and at some point became the guy who had heard more than pretty much everybody else, so he started making recommendations.
That's one of the best parts, is to introduce music into somebody's life, or a specific album or something that you know, based on what you know about them, that they're going to like, but they might not ask for it.
Of course, the internet can do this. Amazon, Pandora, Spotify, they all have algorithms to guide us to new work. But algorithms keep us listening in a tight loop of comfort. John challenges us.
Okay, that's rare.
That's Jordan Garniopst.
I lived in Chicago for 4 or 5 years before I moved back here. Up there, people that work in record stores, notoriously, they're pretty standoffish and almost downright unhelpful.
Jordan's been a loyal Bad Kitty customer since John opened. He gets it when I refer to John as a Sherpa.
He kind of sees what you buy, and then the next time you're in, he'll go like, well, maybe I can expand his horizons a little bit this way. Maybe I can expand his horizons a little bit that way.
And John has the record collection to do it. He bought a lot of them while working as an independent truck driver shuttling office supplies around Illinois. He'd pick up a load in the morning, then stop at all of the estate sales, garage sales, and junk shops he passed along the way. There are 3,600 albums packed into the shop, including A Wall of Death, where he displays the music of recently deceased artists, The Carousel of Unusual Packaging, and a corner of rare albums for the high-end collector.
There's Led Zeppelin II with the Robert Ludwig hot mix.
A lot of people, myself included, are going to be lost without Bad Kitty, without John. So I ask him to do us a favor and expand our horizons one last time. Not just mine or Jordan's, but Macomb's.
Like the entire city of Macomb? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
John stoops down and rifles through a box. He says Macomb likes country rock. Macomb likes Johnny Cash. Macomb likes Fleetwood Mac. Then he has a flash of insight.
Well, Macomb needs more monks, too. They are a band made up of U.S. Army guys stationed in Germany in the 60s. And depending on who you asked, they may have invented punk rock.
The Monks were a run-of-the-mill cover band. At some point, they started to dress like monks, shave their heads, and write their own songs like Shut Up, I Hate You, and Complication. Why does Macomb need more monks in its life? One thing I've learned from the music Sherpa, sometimes we don't have to understand. We just have to put the record on and listen. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.